Hi there, Scott McKenzie again. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. This is once again a series of why you need to do podcasting in 2020 and beyond. You know, you got to go beyond that because it is a great platform for sales, marketing, branding of your company, and it creates a tremendous amount of goodwill. That's why you need to do it. It goes beyond all that stuff, right? Okay. So that's what this this series is all about. I don't care who does it. You need to do it. Your competition is going to do it. They're going to take advantage of it. You need to do it too as well. So either me, you, it doesn't matter. You need to bring in podcasting as a result of your strategies. You're going forward into the market, your strategies. And it does a great job. So this one, the last one we did was my why. If you listen to it, you understand my why. And then I realized it's a lot of big ahas moments in my efforts to create the podcast. And I realized that it's a powerful platform and you need to do it too. And so, but this one, we're going to just sort of lay the foundation. We're going to talk a little bit about the old way we always sort of do it and how, man, we're just so resistant to change sometimes, but I'm here to make sure that you do change. And if you're watching it out on video, we're going to do a little slide. Nothing fancy. I'm not a fancy pants when it comes to slides. I use it just because, well, one, it keeps my thought process going. And then two, it helps you sort of put it into some sort of words. So we're going to be talking about the old way. One. Okay, so the old way, and this is how I learned my lesson, unfortunately, I went down the road of print. Right, that's old school. That is just, that doesn't exist today. I'm telling you right now, I can't tell you. I read a book. I'll read books, and I might look at some magazines that are really interesting to me. But do I ever really look at the advertising? Do I really have time looking at billboards? Do I have time to do the old school, type of sort of consumption of this type of information. And I'm telling you, I don't, and I know you don't. So the reality is that the effectiveness of gaining the attention that you want and people saying, all right, man, that's a great company. I saw the billboard, and I think they're just wonderful. No, it doesn't work that way anymore. People's attention are very, very quick, which then leads me to the next bullet here in this particular slide. I think there's a high level of digital numbness, digital content numbness. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, I go out on LinkedIn, right? And you got to try to stand out on LinkedIn some way, shape, or form. People are posting, you know, they're just going out there. They might have just fantastic, wonderful, absolutely stellar content, right? It just might be the best thing. But you know what I notice? Stock photos. And you know it's bad when I come across the same stock photo that some big company is using and I see it and I can use it myself. All I have to do is slap my logo on it. Stock photos. So as I know I'm not the only one out there, I'll just sit there and I'll scroll. It might be the best life-changing content for me, and yet either the copy's not jumping out at me or whatever it might be. It's not resonating. So I just go by. I just keep scrolling and scrolling until something catches my attention. And you know what I find out? It's the same look. Everything. When I'm just scrolling on by, it's the same look. We are all sort of this lemming type of thing, and we're just saying, all right, this is the way we need to do it. And it's like Joe Blow did it, and he put this picture. I'm going to do something that's similar, and I'm going to say, we all start marching in the same direction. But what's great about digital content creation is the fact that you could be creative, because nobody's going to die, but you could be creative. Your objective is to create that awareness. Your objective is to create that attention. Right? Today, we've got such a high level of numbness that your message is not getting out. And that is old way. We just get stuck in the same way. And I think right now, as opposed to in the past, I think right now there is this greater knowledge. People understand the necessity to have a digital presence. It just happens. But I believe now it's becoming far more commoditized. And so what that means is that I post content. the content I post looks like this, and it doesn't change. It doesn't evolve. It's the same thing. And we all have that great knowledge about what's good, what's bad, what's whatever, but it is so commoditized. And so it's just the realities of it. Okay, so I'm going to venture into blogging. Right? Somebody said out there, you got to blog. You got to write this stuff down. You got to create that thing. You know what the biggest problem is with blogs sometimes? It's the fact that I'm not going to read it. That it is a reading platform. And so I've got to be sitting someplace. I've got to be reading it. It could be, once again, the greatest and most insightful information known to man. But I got to sit down. And it can be tedious. And I don't have the time. Right? And so blogging, you've got to figure out. The old way is like, okay, I created a blog, I put some graphic on it, and boom, I've posted it out there, and everything's just wonderful. It's not it. Scroll by, scroll by, scroll by. I'm numb. And the next one that is always sort of a sticks in my craw is webinars. Okay, so here we go. Once again, I'm going to do a webinar. What's the webinar going to be on? Well, we're going to be doing, you know, XYZ. Well, fantastic. It is the same format, the same approach to where nobody, and I mean nobody, maybe some, I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people just numb. I'm numb to them. I'm on the webinar. We're talking about whatever, and it's the same thing. Talk to me about it. And sometimes it's so deep that you just numb. We've got to think, once again, how to change that and how to revitalize. Webinars are powerful. Blogs are powerful. But they're only so powerful if the message gets out and the people start consuming it, right? That is the reality. If the tree falls and the forest doesn't make a sound type deal. Okay, now on to digital posting. Somebody, we've all heard, we got to, as a company, as an individual, we got to post stuff. But you understand what that means? We just post. Once again, gets down to that numbness. So whatever our message is, whatever spectacular insights we can bring to our network, our community, is lost because everybody's just numb. And so how many times has this happened? Hey, have you read my blog? No. It happens all the time. Well, that's a great blog. And you got to almost sell it right now for somebody to read it. So keep those things in mind. What I do and what we will talk about is how do you incorporate podcasting to revitalize your digital, your marketing, your sales strategy. So case in point, and this is just a little teaser. So what about, let's say a blog. You post a blog. Great stuff. Boom, it's out there. Bam. And then it dies because nobody else knows what to do with it. It's a blog. It's out there. I posted it. I did it. Now I'm going on to the next thing. How about putting that blog and do blog casting? That's a thought. Then all of a sudden you revitalize it. You bring a level of humanness to that blog, right? Personality. You slap it on a video. Now they can see your shiny face. Boom. You've just transformed your blog, got the message out. They're consuming. They're saying, man, you're a thought leader. That's what we're talking about. You got to get away from the old way of thinking and recognize that why you need to do podcasts, it transforms that old way of thinking. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not saying that your content is not that good. I'm saying that people are not, receiving the benefits of it. Okay? Old way. We did a little why. Today we talked a little bit about the old way. You got to change that up. Now we're going to start diving deep. Thank you very much. Be bold. Be brave. Dare greatly. That's what you're all about. We're changing the world. You're changing the world. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. And we're going to be right back with another great subject.